奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上跟大家一起来查考，在暗夜中仰望神。
This evening, I would like to share the topic of hope and wait quietly for God in the darkness.
我们最近教会读经进度在读耶利米哀歌。
Our church's Bible reading has progressed to Lamentations.
所以从星期一开始，我们读第一章，今天读第二章。
So we read chapter 1 yesterday, and today we are reading chapter 2.
那耶利米哀歌这卷书很特别。
And Lamentations is a very unique book.
因为一开头看到哀歌，很多人都会觉得说，这读起来好悲伤。
At first, when many people see the title of the book, and they will think this is very sorrowful.
真的，我们在读这卷书的时候，我们会从字里行间看到很多让人看得心情很沉重的字眼。
And truly, as we read through the content of the book, we will see many things that will cause our hearts to feel very heavy.
但是我们同时也在这书里面会看到在黑暗当中的一道很明显的亮光。
But as we are reading amidst the darkness, we will see a very bright light.
所以从这卷书里面，如果我们把它用一个主题来概括的话，就是今天晚上这个主题。
And so this is where the topic comes out of for this evening.
我们会发现神的百姓好像处在一个极黑暗当中。
We can see that the people of God seem to be living in darkness.
因为他们当时候真的是有一个非常悲惨的环境，很残忍的敌人在对待他们。
They are in a very pitiful state, and they have enemies who are against them.
他们当时候神的选民的国度，他们城墙倒了。
At the time, the people of God, their wall has fallen.
他们的城被烧了。
And their city has been burned.
他们的王被抓了。
Their king has been captured.
他们的一些尊贵人，城里面有价值的都被掳走了。
All the things that are of value have been taken away.
剩下在他们当中的就是最贫困的、最没有用的一些残疾的人。
And all that is left are those who are most useless and who are most miserable.
在当时候，耶利米先知，他目睹他的国家被灭的情形。
And at this time, Jeremiah is lamenting for the state of his.Of his nation.
他看了他所爱的这些百姓，他所属的国家遭遇这样的悲惨的结局，他非常的伤心。
He sees the people that he loves and the country that he loves in such a pitiful state.
所以他就很用心的写了耶利米哀歌。
So he used much of his heart to write the book of Lamentations.
所以哀歌本身就是在圣经里面一个。常常出现的特殊的应该是里面的一个重要内容，在表达一个人面对一个情景时候他的心情。
So this is a very unique book that shows the state of a person's heart as they face this type of situation.
圣经里面其实有许多哀歌的。
In the Bible, there are actually many records of laments.
哀歌通常就是在丧礼的时候。
And usually laments are at funerals.
那一个人过世了，然后有人就为他唱哀歌，然后悲伤他的离去。
And when somebody has passed away, they will sing an elegy for the person who has passed away.
所以在旧约圣经里面，比如说大卫王，他在撒母耳记下第一章就为扫罗王的战死沙场写了哀歌。
For example, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, David wrote a song to lament the death of Saul.
那哀歌就表达当时候。大卫他看着他自己的国王被敌人杀死在战场上的那种悲伤的心情。
And this lament showed how sorrowful he was to see his king fall in battle.
因为这位王是被神高立的，是本来有神同在，很有能力，也是众人所喜爱的王。
Because this king was anointed by God and he used to be beloved by the people.
但是最后竟落到这个这么悲惨的下场。
But they have come to such a terrible or sad state.
本来是一个大英雄，到最后却变成被神离弃，然后死在这个沙场上，被死在敌人的手上。
He used to be such a mighty hero, but now he has fallen on the battlefield before his enemies.
所以在撒母耳记下也有一首哀歌。
So in 2 Samuel, there is also a lament.
那在阿摩斯书第五章啊，阿摩斯先知也曾经为以色列家的败亡写的哀歌。
And also in Amos chapter 5, Amos also wrote a lament for the Israel king.
那是预言性的。
And it was a prophecy.
就是事情还没有发生的时候，他先写好的。
And this is before the event had even happened, he wrote it before.
所以我们过去读过阿摩斯书，我们会读到里面第五章有一个哀歌。
So if we read Amos chapter 5, we will also find there's a lament there.
那其中最著名的圣经里面最著名的哀歌就是耶利米哀歌。
But the most famous lament in the Bible is the Book of Lamentations.
因为耶利米书啊，耶利米哀歌里面有五章。
Because Lamentations has 5 chapters.
这五章就是五首哀歌。
And these 5 chapters, each one of them is a lament.
那这一卷书这个五首哀歌又很特别。
And each one of these are very unique.
我们就看第一章的时候，它有二十二节。
If we look at chapter 1, we'll see that there are 22 verses.
第二章也是二十二节。
And chapter 2 also has 22 verses.
第三章就有六十六节。
And chapter 3 has 66 verses.
第四章、第五章又是二十二节。
And chapter 4 and chapter 5 have 22 verses.
我们就看出来，它这个好像特别安排的。
And we can see that there must be a special arrangement within this.
那之所以是二十二节，是因为希伯来的字母。希伯来文的字母就是有二十二个。
And the reason why there are 22 verses is because there are 22 alphabets, letters of the alphabet in the Hebrew language.
所以它每一节的开头都是用希伯来文的字母开头的。
So each verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
那这个在圣经里面的文体里面是一个特殊的题材。
And this is something very special within the Bible's literature.
所以它是经过精心思考过的作品。
So this is the product of much of his contemplation.
所以从第一章、第二章、第四章都是一样。第一节就是希伯来文字母的第一个字。最后一节二十二节就是第二十二个字母开头，这样。
So each one of these chapters, the very first verse starts with the first letter of the alphabet, and the last ends with the last letter of the alphabet.
那第三章有六十六节，所以是每三节用一个字母开头。
And chapter 3 has 66 verses, and that means that every 3 verses begins with the same letter.
所以如果是第一节到第三节，这个每一节的开头都是希伯来文字母的第一个字母开始的。
So verses 1 through 3 of chapter 3 all begin with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
那所以这个就是这个耶利米哀歌跟其他的哀歌不一样的地方呢。
So this is something that is very unique of the in Lamentations.
那为什么他要用这样二十二个字母来写这个哀歌？他表达他一个那个心情呢
？So what is the purpose of using 22 letters of the alphabet to express his state？
你看他用二十二个字母表示说，他这个事实上是一个人他面对一个很悲伤的情景，有时候。那个感情一鲜血之后，好像哇就没有办法关起来，好像就没有办法缩回来，所以常常那个悲伤有时候会太过度，那最后会出问题。
And this shows that a person who is in sorrow sometimes, as they are expressing their emotion, it continues to pour out, and they cannot take back their or hold back their sorrow, and it causes.Problems.
那用二十二个字母来把它概括一个范围，那表示说一个人在表达情感的时候要有一个限制的，不能够太超过，哀伤不能够太过分。
So the purpose of using the 22 letters of the alphabet is to show that within a person's sorrow, you need to be able to contain it, that your sorrow does not over exceed its boundaries.
所以哀伤适度就好。
So it is within its boundaries that we have sorrow.
那如果哀伤太久太长，哇，这个人哦，哀伤的人本身就会生病，然后就自己反而变成那个受害者了。
But if you are sorrowful for too long or too much, then it is the person becomes an actual victim.
那另外也有一个含义，就是他就用这个二十二个字母来表达，等到表达完的时候，表示说他其实在心里面。已经把他所讲的话，然后他要神跟神的忏悔都完成了就有一个结束。
And also in using the 22 letters of the alphabet, it also shows that he has used his he has completed his expression of his sorrow that it is complete before God.
因为哀歌通常有三个主要的部分。
Because a lament usually has three parts.
第一个一定他会描述他自己 在当时候的情况，心里非常苦楚。
First part will describe how the pain or the suffering that they are in.
哦，这个才叫哀歌嘛，就是表达我们的心里面看到目前看到这样一个，不管是人死的啊，事情一个很悲惨的下场，我们都会觉得很难过，看到这样的情况。
And this is why it is called a lament. It is to express how sorrowful we feel about something that we see or something that is going on.
那第二个部分就是，他一定会在这个哀歌当中去找原因，为什么今天会落到这个下场。
And the second part is they will find a reason for why this is happening, why they are at the state they are in.
所以正式的哀歌它一定会讲到原因的。
So, a proper lament will have a reason.
然后第三个部分。
And the third part.
他在讲原因之后，他一定会抒发他内心的感受，他一定会祈求天上的神来帮助怜悯。
The third part, they will release their feelings and cry out and ask God for help.
所以这个哀歌当中呢，一定要找出一条出路。
So within the lament, they are seeking for a way out.
所以这个哀歌本身就有意义了，而不是只是在那边啊，很难过啊，呻吟啊，痛苦啊。
So there is a purpose within the lament. It is not just to be in pain.
所以借这个机会来看到希望，来祈求神为他开路。
That through it they can look for hope and ask for God to open a way for them.
好，所以耶利米哀歌它其实也是在这个样的架构底下所写成的。
And Lamentations was also written within this type of structure.
哦，因此耶利米哀歌啊这本书其实是很特别的啊，放在先知书当中。
So Lamentations is a very unique book placed among the prophetic
books. 在我们现在的圣经里面，它放在先知书里面。
It is among the prophetic books in our current Bible.
但是在希伯来文的圣的古时候的圣经，他们是放在另外一个部分的，不是放在先知书里的。
But in the Hebrew Bible, it is put in a different section of the Bible.
他们是跟诗篇、跟路德记那些其他的圣卷放一起的。
And it is categorized together with Ruth and Psalms and other writings.
那我们今天的圣经把耶利米哀歌放在这五啊这个先知书的中间。
And in our current Bible, Lamentations is placed in the middle of our prophetic books.
我们现在的圣经从以赛亚书开始，耶利米哀歌，然后以西结书、但以理书。那这五卷书称为大先知书。
It is between the five major prophets, which is Isaiah, Jeremiah, and then Lamentations, and Ezekiel and Daniel.
那这样的一个安排有一个很特殊的结构的。
And this is a very unique placement in its structure.
也就是说，以赛亚书跟耶利米书，它都在讲这个选民的国度被毁灭之前，他所提出的警告。所以一直在预告要回转，如果没有回转，最后就是会灭亡，就是会被掳被抓。
So Isaiah and Jeremiah are talking about the warnings before the captivity or before the fall of the country.
那以西结书跟但以理书都发生在他们的国家被灭亡之后所发生的事情。
And Daniel and Ezekiel occur after the country has already been destroyed.
所以一个是之前。两本书在就是事情发生了之前，另外两卷书就是这个国家灭亡之后，只有耶利米哀歌就是在描述当时候国家被灭的时候最悲惨的情景。
So the first two, Isaiah and Jeremiah, are talking about the period before the destruction, and Ezekiel and Daniel are after, and only Lamentations talks about the time during the destruction.
那所以耶利米哀歌其实就好像在这个黑暗当中最黑暗最深沉的时刻。
So Lamentations takes place in the deepest dark.
那这一卷书啊，真的是我们看完之后，如果没有仔细读，会觉得说怎么这么悲观，这么灰色。
If we do not carefully read it, we may feel that why is it so sorrowful or so sad?
因为一开头，他用一个疑问句开头。
Because he begins the book with a question.
他问为什么？
He asked why.
我们现在看耶利米哀歌第一章第一节。
Let us look at Lamentations chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节，请读。
Lamentations chapter 1 verse 1. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave.
你看到这里，都是为什么， 怎么会这样子？
These are all statements about why are things this way.
本来是里面这个城里面本来是很热闹的，现在怎么变得这么荒凉，没有人了？
The city used to be so full of people, but now it is so desolate.
这个城本来是很荣耀的。
The city used to be glorious.
但是现在是变得很凄凉了。
But now it is very, it is lonely.
现在本来是高高在上、尊贵的、受人敬供、收礼物的，现在是怎么变成奴隶的？
It used to be great among the nations, but now it has become a slave.
那这个就是一个开头，就是问为什么会落到这种地步。
So the book starts off with a question of why are we in this state?
那到最后呢？
But at the very end,
看耶利米书第五章。
Let us look at Lamentations chapter 5.
第二十节。
Verse 20. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 20. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time?
你为何要永远忘记我们？为何许久离弃我们，不管我们的呢？都是这个都是一种疑问。
And these are questions as well.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你竟然全然弃绝我们，向我们大发烈怒。
Unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us.
那即使二十二节在这里，我们在读圣经的时候，用中文来读的时候，有时会不太明白他为什么这样想。
If we are reading this verse, sometimes we don't really understand why he writes this way.
那其实，在第二十一节跟二十二节，如果把它重新把它读一次的话，其实它的意思应该就是除非你全然就弃绝我们然后向我们所发的烈怒燃烧，就是你一直叫我们生气这样子。
And if you look at the context of verse 21 and 22, then you can see that 22 means that unless you have utterly rejected us and you are very angry with us.
所以英文圣经它翻译的意思就会比较通顺的。
And the translation in English is easier to understand than Chinese.
因为它最后它提出一个很重要的信息。
Because at the end it brings up a very important message.
他们现在很希望能够回转归向神。
Because at the end they want to turn back to God.
他希望求神带领他们脱离这样的一个悲惨的情况，回到起初那么荣耀辉煌的那个以前那个样子。
They want God to take them out of this pitiful situation and bring them back to the glorious state in the beginning.
他们相信神一定会这样做。
And they believe that God will do this.
除非神一直向他们生气。
Unless God continues to be angry with them.
那表示说他们已经不相信神会一直向他们生气的。
And this means that they believe that God will not continue to be angry with them.
他们其实看到了神要带他们回转的一个希望。
They see a hope that God may turn help them to turn back.
所以到最后，他虽然用一个疑问句结束，但其实它里面是充满希望的。
So although the book of Lamentations ends with a question, the book is filled with hope.
因为他是用反问的方式，认为神一定会带领他们离开这个黑暗的情景。
Because it is using this question, a form of a question, to state that they believe that God will lead them out of this situation.
所以这一卷耶利米哀歌很特别。
So the book of Lamentations is very unique.
那这个书里面，基本上它一直都在描述当初神的圣殿所在地耶路撒冷城被毁灭的时候的情景。
And the first chapter is about the destruction of Jerusalem, or describing it.
他当时候这个国家败落，他用一些很特殊的那个描述来对比被毁灭之前跟被毁灭之后到底有什么差别。
And he uses many unique descriptions to show the comparison before and after the destruction.
我们刚才读第一章第一节的时候就发现，他就是用一个这个本来很有荣耀的，现在失落了这个荣耀。
In verse 1, we see that the Jerusalem was called a city full of glory, and now it has lost it.
本来是有神的圣殿，是被神看顾、神所宝贵的一个城市。
It used to be a place where God was protecting and watching over.
神很珍惜他们，保护他们的。
And God cherished them and protected them.
但是现在却被神丢掉了。
But now they are forsaken by God.
好像神对他们生气。
As if God is very angry with them.
我们看第二章第一节。
第
二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger.
你看他这里 在描述的时候，说神怎么向他的这个锡安城发怒呢？
Here it says how God has shown his anger to Israel.
用黑云遮蔽整个城。
His anger is a cloud that has covered the entire city.
在城里面的人哦，他们现在看不到阳光了。
So all the people in the city can no longer see the sunlight.
现在遍地都是黑暗的。
The whole land is full of darkness.
那这个就是这个好像是神把他们的以色列的华美从天上扔在地上。
As if God has cast down their beauty from heaven to the earth.
所以他们现在是被神丢弃的。
And they have been forsaken by God.
这个时候就是神发怒的时候。
This is the moment in which God is angry.
那为什么神会为他们发怒？
And why is God angry?
这当中一定是有原因的。
There must be a reason.
可是在哀歌里面，他就在先描述说，他们当时候面对这种情景是他们以前没有想到的，怎么会变这样子？
And in chapter 2, you see that the situation that they face, it is one that they never imagined they would encounter.
我们再看第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
哦，第三章，对不起，第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第三章，我们请看啊，第四十四节。
Let us look at verse 44 of chapter 3. You have covered yourself with a cloud that prayer should not pass through.
你看他这里说，你用黑云遮蔽你自己。现在这个黑云不但遮蔽了锡安城，现在说神用黑云把他自己。
And here the cloud no longer only covers the city, but God Himself is covered now in this cloud.
那现在这个城里面百姓的祷告就达不到神面前去了。
So the prayers of the people cannot pass through it to reach God.
那这个也在说明，现在神把他的眼睛盖起来，不要看他们了。
That means that God has closed His eyes and He refuses to look at His people.
当神不再用他的脸光照他的百姓的时候，
and、
这个百姓就是一定是受苦。
And when God refuses to show the light of His countenance on His people, then the people will indeed suffer.
就好像今天祝福母亲的，如果对自己的家人生气，通通不要看他，不要跟他讲话，那个家人小孩就会很受伤，很心里会很难过。
Just like in a family, if a parent is very angry with a child and refuses to look at the child will be very hurt.
我们在联会的时候，有姐妹见证她母亲怎么样对待她的女儿，因为信仰的缘故，她不要跟她讲话，对她很冷漠，那这个女儿非常的受伤了。
And during the spiritual convocation, a sister testified about how her mother, because of her religion, refused to look at her, and refused to talk to her for a week, and how she suffered because of this.
我们如果有这个经验的时候，我们一定会觉得哇，他们一定会很希望说自己所爱的父母亲愿意再跟他讲话，然后再用一个笑脸来迎向他。
If we have ever experienced this, we would hope that our parent would look at us again with a smiling face and turn their face to us again.
所以这里在描述神把用黑云把自己遮蔽的时候，这个就在表达当时候的百姓，特别是先知他们那时候，他们觉得说啊，真的已经没有希望了。
And this verse it shows that when God has covered Himself with a cloud, that the people have no hope.
他们祷告的时候。已经没有办法进到神面前了。
When they pray, their prayers no longer enter to the presence of God.
再看第四章。
Let us continue to look at verse chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1. How the gold has become dim, how changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street.
第二节。
2. The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold, how they are regarded as clay pots, the work of the hands of the potter.
你看到这里第四章在描述他们当时候，他本来在神的眼中是很珍贵的、很有价值的，像金金一样。
We see here that the people were described as gold. How valuable they were in the eyes of God before.
锡安宝贵的种子，好比金金，就是神的百姓，如果是被神所珍贵的，神所收纳的。这些百姓是很有价值的。
That the precious sons of Zion were as valuable as fine gold. They were of very high value to God.
但是现在他说，这些金器现在竟然变成像瓦器一样，随时都可以把它打破，反正已经没有什么价值了。
And now they are regarded as clay pots. They can be shattered at any time. They have no value.
这在说明他们当时候的那种 很 悲惨的 情况。
And this shows what a pitiful state they are in at the time.
你就看到这个人整个价值就消失了。
And the value of a person has completely disappeared.
再看第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
第五章我们看第十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
从第十六节。
Starting for verse 16. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. 17. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. 18. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it.
在这里，这个选民的国度，它本来像被神戴在头上冠冕那么重要，那么辉煌荣耀。
The people used to be so important that they used to be worn on the head of God as a crown.
但是现在，他这个冠冕掉下去了。
But now the crown has fallen.
他们现在本来很荣耀，现在变荒凉了。
And before they were very glorious, now they are very desolate.
本来是神住在他们当中的圣洁的国度。
God lived among them. And they were a holy nation.
现在是变成野狗住在当中了。
And now they live among now there are wild dogs that live there.
这个就在说明他们当时候的。
And this is speaking of their bitterness at the time.
这个败落有多明显？
How obvious it is that their fall.
耶利米先知他见证过当时候神的国度本来很荣耀的情景。
And Jeremiah stated how glorious the city used to be.
但是现在他所看到的却完全不一样了。
But now everything is completely different.
那这个就是哀歌里面他所表达出来的苦境。
And this is the bitterness that he expresses throughout Lamentations.
然后呢，他接下来一定要去分析，为什么今天本来很有恩典、很被祝福的，怎么会落到这种境况来呢？
Next, he must find out the reason why some country that used to be so glorious and so blessed has now fallen to such a state.
那其实他在讲这些这样的一个败落，都是在讲神的国度，这个耶路撒冷城，这个属神的城邑。
And as they are discussing the destruction of the nation.
那有时候好像是用第一人称写，就是用拟人化的方式来表达，就是把自己当做那个城里面的，好像他用城来代表他这样子。
And he uses a personification to speak as if he himself is the city.
所以这个在读耶利米哀歌的时候，我们有时候要注意，他这个第一人称、第二人称、第三人称是谁？那跟谁讲，在说什么事，要搞清楚，不然我们有时候会读得模模糊糊。
So as we are reading the book of Lamentations, you must be very careful when you see different persons, the first person, second person, or third person, who is speaking and who they are representing.
比如说第一章的第一节到第十一节。
Such as chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
那这个他。他就其实用第三人称，他来代表锡安城。
In chapter 1, verse 1 through 11, she, is third person, is representing the city.
第一章的十二节到二十二节。
And chapter 12 to 22 in the first chapter.
十二节开头，你看这个用我第一人称，其实是有代表耶路撒冷城。
And it starts to use I, and this is also representing Jerusalem.
第三章。
In chapter 3.
那个我。
The I,
这个我其实也是用耶路撒冷城来讲的。
The I is also spoken as if he is Jerusalem.
然后那个他第三人称的他都一直在讲神。
And the him that he is referring to is talking about God.
所以他就现在把自己好像站在耶路撒冷城这个角色，然后来述说神怎么对待他这个人。
So in this chapter, he is representing or showing himself to be the city and describing how God is treating him.
那第四章、第五章
，and chapter 4 and 5，
基本上先知就是把他自己放在选民当中，好像他就是那个犯罪被神所讨厌的人一样，来讲他的心情。
And chapter 4 and 5, he puts himself in the place of the people as those who have sinned, the ones that are hated by God.
先知是神特选出来的，是在神眼中是尊贵。是神保护的人。
The prophet is actually a person who is chosen out of the people, who is very precious in the eyes of God.
其实先知本身他就在传达神的话语的。
The prophet is preaching the words of God.
当时候是很多的罪 是跟他没有关系的。
And many of the sins had nothing to do with him.
他没有去做，他其实是反过来去提醒百姓要回转的。
Not only did he not sin himself, but he was reminding the people to turn back.
但是现在百姓不听他的警告。
But now the people do not listen to his words.
他们这样犯罪了。
And they have sinned.
他们遭受到了这样的结果。
And they have come to such an outcome.
那个先知本身并没有用第三人称的方式去指责说百姓你们怎么这样子。
In this chapter, he does not use a third person to point at the people and list out the wrongs that they have committed.
他反过来把自己放在选民当中，好像就是他自己犯罪。
Instead, he puts himself among the people as if he himself had sinned.
就是他啊，这个让惹神发怒了。
That he is the one who caused God to be angry.
所以他现在用他这个人来向神祷告，来求神赦免。
And he puts himself in this position to pray to God and to cry out to God.
耶利米哀歌第五章就是他这个集体的祷告，其实就是他为百姓祷告。
And so chapter 5 of Lamentations is a prayer on behalf of the people.
他求神来纪念他们的苦，然后来原谅他们，带他们回转。
He cries out to God to remember their suffering and to turn them back.
好，那现在我们来看这个原因在哪里？为什么他们今天会败落呢？
So let us now look at the reason why they would end up in this state.
好，所以有这个败落的事实以后，现在要去想一想，为什么会变这样子？
With the reality of this destruction, they need to think about the reason they are now in this state.
那在耶利米哀歌里面，我们一直看到只有一个问题。
And within Lamentations, we see there is only one issue.
这个问题就是他们得罪神。
The issue is that they have offended God.
那这个就是所谓的罪的问题。
And this is an issue of sin.
好，那我们现在看第一章。
Let us look at chapter 1.
第一章，现在请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy.
你看这里在讲这个，他们现在敌人胜过他们，他们被打败，被掳了。
Here it describes that the adversaries have become the master, that they have been triumphant over them.
那现在敌人亨通是因为他说，因为为他许多的罪过被使他受苦。
And the reason that the enemies prosper is because of the multitude of her transgressions.
所以其实就是因为百姓犯罪。
It is because the people have sinned.
那这个罪就带来惹神的愤怒。
And this sin has caused the wrath of God to come upon them.
好，所以第八节说。
And verse 8 says.
第八节。
That Jerusalem has sinned grievously, therefore she has become vile. All who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away.
耶路撒冷大大的犯罪。
Jerusalem has sinned grievously.
在犯罪的结果，在神眼中就成为不洁净的。
And once you have sinned, then you are no longer clean in God's eyes.
那不洁净在神眼中，这个是不能接受的。所以神当然就把他的保护他的眼目光把他移开的。
And because they are unclean, then God has turned his eyes away from this sight.
好，所以这个犯罪的人自己就是叹息退货。
So the sinner can only sigh and turn away.
最后就是把他的羞耻都显露出来了。
And her nakedness or her shame has been revealed.
好，那我们如果再看第一章第十四节。
We continue on in chapter 1, we can look at verse 14. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those who I am not able to withstand.
这个罪过的恶是他所绑的，表示现在他们被绑起来，其实是因为这个罪的缘故了。
And the yoke has been woven together and bound, and they are bound by it because of their sin.
啊，其实是他们现在被交给仇敌，是神交给他们，把他们交出去的。
And now that they are in the hands of the enemy, it is because the Lord has delivered them to these enemies.
哦，因为神的选民本来是属神，是神的保护的。
Because the people used to be the chosen and the protected of God.
如果神保护他们，没有人能够去得胜他们的。
When God is protecting them, nobody can overcome them.
除非神把他们交给仇敌。 否则仇敌一定胜不过神的选民。
Unless God delivers them to their enemies, the enemies can never defeat them.
所以他这里说，是主将我交在我所不能抵挡的人手中了。
So here it says, the Lord delivered me into the hands of those whom I am not able to withstand.
都是因为罪的缘故。
It is all because of sin.
那所以从第一章开头以后，你就看到这个罪一直出现。我们开始看，再看第二章也有。
And throughout chapter 1, we see sin constantly appearing. We can look at chapter 2.
那这个罪在第二章十四节，他这样说。
In chapter 2, verse 14, it says,Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions.
你知道我们有时候人犯罪，我们自己可能都不知道。
Sometimes humans, when we sin, we don't know it ourselves.
我们一般的人都是自我为中心的。
We are very self-centered.
所以我们通常如果遇到什么问题，都没有先看到对方有错。
Usually when we face a problem, we will see the problem in other people.
这个事情实际上是很简单，夫妻吵架一定先看到，哇，一定是你不对。
And for example, between a husband and wife, when you argue, you may immediately see what was wrong in your other.
我们的指头通常都先指向别人呢。
You always point your finger at the other.
那我们就看不到自己本身的过失。
We cannot see our own shortcomings.
那这个就是人本身的自义，人就是有这个毛病。
And this is a problem that is innate in man.
所以当时候神的百姓，其实他们犯罪，很多时候他们也自己不知道。
So a lot of times when the people sinned, they did not know it themselves.
他们还以为他们自己做得很好。
They thought they were doing very well.
那要怎么样，要怎么样把他们的罪恶真的显露出来呢？
So how were they able to reveal their sin?
有时候神就派先知去告诉他们错在哪里。
God would send prophets to tell them where their sin was.
那这个神告诉先知，如果是从神来的指示，神就会把这个百姓的罪把它显露出来，让先知看得很清楚、很明白。
And if God was sending a prophet, he would allow their sin to be revealed so that the prophet could see it very clearly.
但是第十四节这里说
，But here in verse 14 it says,
他说你的先知为你见虚假跟愚昧的异象。
Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions.
这些虚假的异象。并不会显露百姓的罪。
These deceptive visions do not uncover their iniquity.
那我们如果把它反过来看的话，就会知道，如果是真正从神来的异象，一定是要把这个罪显露出来，然后让人可以改变。
So if we turn it on the other hand, that if the vision was truly from God, then it would reveal their sin and it would allow them to change.
神为什么要向先知显露异象呢
？Why would God give visions to the prophets?
如果百姓众百姓都做得很好
If the people are doing very well,
他们都是蒙神喜悦的
and they are pleasing to God,
神其实不需要去用异象来告诉先知要去讲什么话的
then God would not need to tell a prophet to go tell the people where their sins were
哦，所以我们在读耶利米书的时候我们已经读过神派先知去传达信息的时候通常都是为了要提出警告要责备然后要呼吁他们回转的。
So we have already read the book of Jeremiah that when God sends a prophet that he usually sends them to give them warnings and to tell them to turn back.
所以现在这个百姓他们不知道这个罪他们自己本身已经在惹神发怒。其中一个原因就是这些假先知用这些虚假的意象来欺骗他们让他们自己以为自己不错。
So one of the reasons why the people here do not know what their sin is because the prophets have given them false and deceptive visions and deceived them.
结果他们就一直在这个罪当中生活。
So they continue to live in sin.
然后结果就是惹神发怒。
And God's wrath came upon them.
最后就是被掳去就是这个罪的结果现在呈现在他们眼前
and in the end they were taken captive and they can see the result of their sin before their eyes
好所以这个罪其实是一个人受苦的原因呢
so sin is a reason for suffering
所以当时候对神的选民来说 是因为这个原因来的
and the reason for the suffering of the people at that time was because of this
那我们现在再看第三章
and now let us look at chapter 3
第三章看第四十节。
Let us look at verse 40. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord.
那他这里说，我们应当深深的考察自己的行为，然后再归向神，就是要让我们能够懂得去反省。去看出自己的问题在哪里。
This teaches us that we need to learn how to examine ourselves and to find our own problems.
因为三十九节说
，Because 39 says,
活人是因为自己的罪受罚，为何发怨言呢
？Why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins?
我们 有时候如果仔细想一想啊，我们很多的生活当中的苦啊，常常都是因为我们自己犯错，然后后来承受这个错误的代价的。
And if we think about it, a lot of times we suffer in our lives because we have sin and we have to take the consequences of the sin.
那这个其实在整个耶利米哀歌里面，他一直在强调。
And within Lamentations, it is continually emphasizing.
哦，所以这个罪导致了这个现在这个败落，现在荒凉。
That sin has caused the destruction they have experienced.
那这个一直到第五章哦。
Until chapter 5,
也都是这样子。
It continues to say the same thing.
我们现在看五章第七节。
Let us look at chapter 5, verse 7. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities.
你看这里，我们的列祖犯罪，如今不在了，就是祖先已经过去了嘛。现在我们是这些子孙来承担他们罪的代价。
And even after the fathers have departed and are no more, they still bear the consequence of their sins.
读到这里的时候，觉得说啊，这样子不公平吧
？When we read this, we may think that's not very fair.
那其实祖先犯罪，他在这里提出这个罪的影响力，有时候会经过很多的世代。其实不是当世代的没有罪。
And it is saying the how the consequences of sin are so. So large that it can pass down, it can cross over to different generations. Not to say that the following generations have not sinned themselves.
哦，所以其实这个罪在说明，如果没有被救赎的话，这个罪就是一代传下一代的。
And it tells us that if we are not redeemed from our sin, then this sin will continue through the generations.
哦，我们通常都知道这个有其父必有其子。就是有这样的父亲，通常都会有这个儿子的。
We know there's a saying like father like son.
哦，那所以这个就龙生龙，凤生凤啊，老鼠的儿子会打洞，这个就是有这个遗传呢、啊。
And it is passed down from father to son, different habits.
那所以其实你说如果祖先犯罪，这个子孙会行义吗？
So if we think about the ancestors who have sinned before, were they righteous?
很难，可能有，但是大部分是没有办法的。
It is hard for the descendants afterwards for them to be righteous.
所以其实这也在说明这个罪的影响力。
So here it tells us how great is the consequence of sin.
当时候，当耶利米先知那个世代的选民，他们本身犯很多很多的罪，在神眼中是变成极恶的人。
That the generation at the time that they themselves had sinned very and were very wicked before God.
这是为什么他们今天落到这样的地步
？And this is why they have come to the state today.
那这个罪，其实真的是要求神来赦免，要改变，要神给我们力量，人才有办法克服的。
And we truly need God's forgiveness of the sin and to overcome this sin.
哦，那这个罪或我们都知道，就是惹神发怒。
And in the end, sin will cause the anger of God.
因为神是圣洁公义的神。
Because God is a holy and pure God.
绝对的神，他是绝对的公义，绝对正直。
He is an absolute holy God.
所以，当一个人他在所做的事情在神面前有不义的时候
，So when a person is unrighteous before God,
那这个公义圣洁的神就不喜悦。
The holy and righteous God will not be pleased.
那神不喜悦，但是神又不是那种很容易发怒的神。
God is not pleased, but He is not easily angered.
啊，所以神知道百姓，他们这个犯错，所以他就派先知去跟他们警告，要他们回转。
And God knows that they have sinned, so He sends prophets to warn them.
可是再怎么警告，这个人就是一直以为义，就很顽梗悖逆，不想改变。
But no matter how many times the prophets come and warn them, the people think they are self-righteous. The people are self-righteous and think they are right and will not change.
所以最后就是神发怒，真的向他们大发烈怒。
So in the end, God is angry and wrath comes upon them.
所以我们今天所读的第二章呢
？So today, when we read in chapter 2,
第二章你一开头你就看到都是神在发怒的。
Throughout chapter 2, it starts off with the anger of God.
从第一节。到第六节，基本上每一节里面都看到发怒。
From verse 1 through 6, in almost every verse, we see the wrath of God.
都是神发怒，所以现在仇敌兴起来，百姓就受苦。
It is because of the wrath of God that the enemies prosper and the people suffer.
然后 那个神在怒气当中就让他这个百姓被掳，他的圣殿被毁，他的祭坛被烧掉了。
And within his anger, God has burned his altar, abandoned his sanctuary, and given up the city.
我们看二章第七节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord has burned his altar, he has abandoned his sanctuary, he has given up the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as on the day of a set feast.
这里就看到说神把他自己的祭坛丢弃，因为当人在最终他们所献的礼物，他们向神的祷告基本上已经失去意义了。
And God has forsaken his own altar because the offerings that are placed on it no longer have meaning to God.
哦，那所以这个就是这个哀歌里面他一直在强调这个受苦的原因呢。
And so throughout this lamentation it emphasizes the reason for their suffering.
那在这个哀歌当中呢，很重要的一部分就会抒发这个作者本身，他面对这样的一个情景的时候，他内心的感受。
And another part of the lamentation shows the feelings of the author as they write the lament.
那这个感受，因为耶利米先知啊，他是一个富有感情的先知。
And Jeremiah is a prophet that is very emotional.
虽然这个整个书里面都没有提到真正的作者是谁了。
Although the book never mentions the author directly.
但是我们从这个内容看来，他的这个表现，如果没有耶利米，大概没有第二个人了。不是耶利米的话，可能。没有第一个人能够这样子。
From the how he expresses himself, we know that it has to be Jeremiah. There's no other that is like him.
啊，所以在这个哀歌里面，我们就看到这个作者本身，他怎么去抒发他内心的感受。他面对这样一个极悲惨的情境，他是流泪不止的。
And we can see how he expresses his emotion throughout the book that he is crying without ceasing.
我们现在看第一章的第十六节。
Now let us look at chapter 1, verse 16. For these things I weep, my eye overflows with water, because the comforter who should restore my life is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevailed.
那这里说，我为这些事情哭泣，眼泪汪汪。
Here it says that he weeps.
那这样一个富有感情的人呢，在耶利米书里面很多。看到很多次这样的描述。
And many times throughout this book, we see that the author Jeremiah is full of emotion.
看二章十一节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 11. My eyes fail with tears, my heart is troubled. My bile is poured on the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the infants faint in the streets of the city.
他看到这些这么悲惨的，你看这些婴孩吃奶的孩童都饿死了，他说眼中流泪以致失明。
And he says because he sees such a pitiful sight of the children and the infants fainting from hunger on the streets that his eyes fail with tears.
因为他所关心的这些百姓遭毁灭。
Because he cares so much about the people who have met with destruction.
我们再看三章的第四十八节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 48.My eyes overflow with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people.
四十九节。
49. My eyes flow and do not cease without interruption.
你看这里在强调说他的眼泪下流如何，他说总不止息。
Here it emphasizes that his eyes overflow and his tears do not cease.
所以这个跟诗篇里面所描述的那个哭到那个眼泪哈多到把那个床榻扶起来这样。
And it is.Similar to the description in Psalms in which the tears flow to the point that his bed floats up from the tears.
这个就是哀歌，这个就是当时候耶利米先知他的心情。
And this is how sorrowful Jeremiah was at the time in his lament.
看出了当时候到底真的有多悲惨。
And we can see how sad the state was at the time.
那这样的一个这么绝看起来很绝望的这个情况当中。
And in such a dark or hopeless situation.
那个先知他一再的求神来怜悯他们。
The prophet continues to cry out to God to have mercy on them.
现在虽然神已经不管他们了，把他们丢掉了。
Even though God has forsaken them at this point.
但是现在先知他作为这个传达神信息的人，他现在祈求神说：“神啊，拜托你，再用你的眼睛好好来看我们现在到底怎么了。”
And Jeremiah, as the prophet, cries out to God to ask and plead that he would turn his eyes and behold their sorrow.
所以在他这个 看起来已经绝望当中了，他现在祈求神观看。
And with amidst all of this suffering, he asked God to behold their suffering.
看第一章九节。
Let us look at chapter 1, verse 9. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself.
这里说，主啊，求你看我的苦难。
Here it says, O Lord, behold my affliction.
这个苦难是现在敌人伟大，我们现在被欺负得很惨。
This affliction is the surrounding of the enemy and their pitiful state.
那现在再看第十一节。
And now let's look at verse 11. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their valuables for food to restore life. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am scorned.
主啊，求你观看，因为我们甚是卑贱，我们现在真的已经一文不值了。
He asked God to look at them because they are scorned.
现在看第二章二十节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 20. See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord?
他求神，神啊，你现在看看，现在竟然发生，这个做母亲的，把他自己所生的孩子煮来吃的，这样的情况，你看得下去吗？
He asks and pleads with God to look. Can God stand the sight of a woman cooking her own child to eat?
所以求主观看。
So she pleads to God to see.
求神真的再一次施怜悯。
He asks God to have mercy.
再看第三章。
Let us look at chapter
3. 六十三节。
Verse 63. Look at their sitting down and their rising up. I am their taunting song.
求你来看主啊，你来看我们现在被人家这样子当作笑话。
He is asking God to see how they are the laughing stock of others.
看五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach.
他说主啊，你观看我们现在所受到的凌辱。
He says, look and behold our reproach.
求你纪念你，你要想起来我们现在这样子苦。
And ask God to remember what has come upon them.
这个都在祈求神的怜悯。
These are all cries for God's mercy.
这个当时候其实很自然的，人在受苦当中一定会这样呼喊神的。
It is very natural in times of suffering for us to cry out in this way to God.
其实我们有些人哦，很铁齿说没有神。
Some of us are very insistent that there is no God.
但等到人遇到真的最绝望的时候，
But when they reach a point in which they are the most desperate,
通常都是会呼天唤地，
then they will usually cry out to heaven.
都会希望说有一个更高的力量来帮助，
They will hope that there is a higher power to help them,
来把我们拯救脱离这个苦境，
to save them from their suffering.
这在说明我们每一个人其实都有这个拜神的本性。
And this tells us that within every person there is a nature of worshiping God.
当时这个作者本身他就是这样一再的求神来怜悯看他们。
And the author continually cries out to God to look upon him and to have mercy.
那在这个这样黑暗当中，他为什么敢，即使神已经说我不看你，但是还敢这样子跟神求呢？
And amidst the darkness, how would he dare to ask God to look upon them?
其实因为这个作者本身他很了解这位神到底是怎么样的神。
It is because this author is very sure of the character of God.
这个就是今天我们可以不断地来到神面前祈求神施恩怜悯的基础。
And this is the foundation for why we can always come before the presence of God.
我们现在看第三章。
Let us look at chapter 3 now.
从第十九节开始。
We'll start with verse 19. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall.
继续。
20. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. 22. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. 26. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
OK. 这里第十九节我们在中文读的时候可能会不太明白怎么会这样写。
In verse 19, we may not immediately understand what it means.
但其实如果看英文的部分，
If we look at in English translation,
这是他说 我回想起我的困苦漂流，就好像苦胆困苦窘迫，就是他想到他现在的情况真的是很苦了。
And he is comparing the current situation to something very bitter.
那现在我每逢想起来，想起这个往事，心里面就很难过。
And whenever he remembers this, his heart is very sad.
但是第21节说，等到我想起这件事情，我就有指望了。
But 21 says, but when I remember this, then I have hope.
那这件事情是什么？
What is this thing?
这一件让他从黑暗当中看到亮光的事情，就是第22节所说的。
What causes him to go from darkness and to see hope and light in it is what is in verse 22.
因为神有诸般的慈爱和怜悯。
Because God's mercies and his compassions are abundant.
第23节说，神的慈爱跟怜悯每一天都是新的。
And 23 says that they are new every morning.
神的诚实极其广大。
And great is his faithfulness.
也就是说，神他绝对不会真的撇弃他所爱的。
That God would not truly forsake those he loves.
因为这个国度是他已经立约，已经指着自己的名起誓，要与他们同在的。
Because this is a people that God has made a covenant with.
神是守约施慈爱的。
God is loving and he is faithful.
所以其实神让他选民的国度受苦，是为了要带领他们回转。
So the reason why God allows his people to suffer is so that he can turn them back.
要他们能够真的拥有神的性情，能够走在神的这个义的道路上。
So that they can be like God and to walk on the path of righteousness.
神要成为他们的产业，他们要成为神的子民。
And God wants to be their inheritance and wants them to be his people.
所以他真正能够跟神求的基础就是，这位神是有慈爱，有怜悯。他信实永远不改变的神。
So the basis of his being able to cry out to God is because he knows that God's mercifuls are abounding and that he is faithful.
所以说我要仰望神。
So he says that he will look to God.
这个仰望就是都不用讲什么，只是安静的等候，不要对他失去信心。
He says he will wait for him, and this does not require him to say anything.
啊，不要去发怨言。
He does not need to complain.
所以第二十六节、第二十五节说。
So 25, verse 25 says,
凡等候神、心里寻求他的，神必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
一个人如果仰望神、静默等候他的救恩，这就是好的。
26, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
这个也就是在黑暗当中的希望。
And this is the hope amidst the darkness.
所以耶利米哀歌的第三章，从十九节开始到二十，大概到三十二节这一段，就是这整卷书里面的最重要的一个部分。
So Lamentations chapter 3 verses 19 to 32 is the most important part of this book.
所以这一段的信息就是他之所以能够求神观看怜悯的基础。
And the message that is within these verses is the basis for how he is able to ask God to look upon him.
让我们从这个书里面来得到这样的一个信息。
And we hope that we can all receive this message from this book.
我们可以不管在遇到什么情况里面，都可以来仰望神，静默仰望神。
That no matter what situation we face, that we can always hope and wait in God.
神的慈爱怜悯绝不断绝。
For his mercies are not consumed, and his compassions fail not.
他的诚实极其广大。
Great is his faithfulness.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing
473首。
473.